Yesterday's gospel, we heard the expelling of demons from the two men. And by expelling them, he also cured them from sins, from the power of Satan. In today's gospel, the power of Jesus was clearly manifested. When the scribe questioned his authority, Jesus gave the best answer and showed them who the Son of Man is, the one who will liberate all from the bondage of evil and diseases. He said, "For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. This is our God. This is our Lord. His power is beyond measure. His love to sinners is boundless, infinite, and endless. Remember, he loves us, sinners, so much. The moment we approach him, open arms, he will embrace us, forgives us, and love us even more. Jesus claimed an authority which only God could rightfully give. Jesus not only proved that his authority came from God, he showed the great power of God's redeeming love and mercy by healing the cripple of his physical ailment. This man has been crippled not only physically, but spiritually as well. Jesus freed him from his burden of guilt and restored his body as well. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask the Lord Jesus Christ to bring us healing of body and soul. Through his mercy and grace, he will give us freedom from the power of sin, destructive yearnings, longings, and addictions. Let us embrace and open ourselves to his saving power, and he will take care of us. In this Eucharist, let us approach our Lord with love and humbly ask his forgiveness.